Good afternoon, I'm Ray Hardman. As the government shutdown drags on for a second day, the president has called congressional leaders to the White House. Joining us now is Connecticut's 2nd District Congressman Joe Courtney. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ray.
So House Speaker John Boehner says this is a signal the president is ready to negotiate. What's your take on the meeting?
Well, again, I think any sign of movement and discussion is a good thing. You know, I just left the House floor a few minutes ago, and talking points were still pretty tough out there. What I think we're seeing is the external pressure is building up, you know, from the damage that this is causing, and I know for a fact that a lot of the House Republicans are looking for a way out to bring this to an end as quickly as possible. So, you know, I'm always the optimist, and let's hope for the best.
Mm-hmm. And what has happened so far today?
Well, again, I think the breadth of the shutdown's damage is starting to really sink in. And in eastern Connecticut, which has the largest operating military installation in New England, the impact of furloughs has been in the hundreds, actually over 700 hardworking employees were sent home yesterday, over 500 from the Connecticut National Guard. And then down at the Coast Guard Academy, it's roughly about 100 in terms of civilian employees that, again, were sent home yesterday. So, as the calls come in, and I'm not alone, obviously, there are other members, Republican members, too, that are feeling the brunt of this.
Congressman Joe Courtney, you tweeted yesterday that the GOP is playing a cynical game. What do you mean by that?
Well, again, the Ted Cruz Plan C was to basically bring on the floor very sort of cherry-picked slices of the government to try and, again, take away some of what they thought was the most politically damaging, impact of the shutdown. So yesterday they brought out a bill that purported to fund the VA, which obviously is a very critical function of the federal government, something that I think all Americans support. But the problem is that if you looked at it closely, they actually did not fully fund the VA. They only funded a portion of it, mandatory funding, as opposed to discretionary programs, which includes projects like homeless veterans projects, which we've got two of them that we cut a ribbon just within the last 2 years in eastern Connecticut. So, I mean, they were leaving out all of these, in my opinion, totally important parts of the Veterans Administration and claiming, cynically, in my opinion, that, they cared more and Democrats didn't. I mean, the fact of the matter is the best way to help veterans in this country is to pass a clean CR and reopen the entire government.
Are they still trying today with this piecemeal legislation? I think I read somewhere today that they were trying to fund the National Institutes of Health in a single legislative package.
Correct. I mean, so they were rebuffed yesterday because they didn't get a two-thirds majority, which was required by the rules. So they're coming back today again with the same measures. And again, because of criticism that took place on the floor last night, now NIH was added to the list. Just a portion of National Guard and Reserve were added to the list. Again, if you look at the furloughs in Connecticut, just to take as an example, the military technicians who were furloughed would not be protected by this bill that they're bringing out on the floor in a few hours or so. And that's the problem with this sort of, piecemeal, slapdash, politically driven approach to trying to address the shutdown. And, the best way to do it is to pass a measure which keeps the government open for a month and a half, will be signed by the president immediately. And then we've got more work to do in terms of the rest of the fiscal year and obviously dealing with the debt limit, which is fast approaching.
Congressman, I know you say you're an optimist here, but is there, from what you've seen and heard today, is there an end to this shutdown anywhere in sight?
Well, again, talking to some of my Republican colleagues, particularly Northeastern members, some of them have already announced publicly, Congressman Meehan from the Philadelphia area and Charlie Dent from the Philadelphia area, they've all said it's time to end this and let's vote for the Senate CR. I think that some have expressed that view not publicly, but there's no question if at some point we can get a clean vote on this. There is, I think, a silent, wouldn't call majority in their caucus, but certainly a silent segment that would easily get us over the 218-vote threshold to pass a bill and send it to the White House for signature.
Finally, Congressman, there's been so much spin on both sides of this disaster. And what's your take? I mean, has the government been taken hostage by a group of 40 Tea Party lawmakers, or is the problem more complicated than that?
You know, I actually think if you look at what the issue is, it's not related to the budget. I mean, if there was a position that they were taking, which is that, you know, it's the package costs too much, or its priorities are wrong in terms of where it's spending, to me, that's actually a legitimate grounds for dispute when you're talking about a budget bill.
And you're talking about Obamacare specifically.
Yeah, and that's not what this is about. It's a bill that was passed, 3 years ago, approved by the Supreme Court. And it's just this, ideological article of faith that, they want to bring it down. And that really is just not a legitimate budget dispute that really should get us to this point. And the frustrating thing is that there's aspects of that law that clearly need a cleanup. I'm a co-sponsor in some bills with Republicans in some of those areas. And if we could just get past the religious war here and really focus on legitimate criticisms in terms of the way that bill came out of the Senate back in 2010. I think there's a lot of us that are prepared to work together to accomplish that. But again, telling people who, provide services for the submarine research lab down in Groton that you can't go to work because we're not happy with the Affordable Care Act. To that extent, I would say, these people are being sort of held hostage and they're being badly treated. By the way, one last point, a number of us have filed legislation to protect their retroactive pay. Again, in past shutdowns, Congress has reached back and made people whole who have been sent home. We have actually a pretty decent bipartisan group of members that have already filed the bill yesterday afternoon and are going to be watching that like a hawk. They should not, get financially punish themselves and their families because of a dispute that has nothing to do with the work they perform.
Congressman Joe Courtney, I know you're really busy today. I do thank you for your time.
Thanks, Ray.